Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
It's hot. Open the jaw.
What was that, Scoops? I can't hear you.
Open the jaw.
Open the lid of the jar. Okay,
open the jar. Oh, thank you, Scoops Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter. And I'd like to welcome back Chips Merriweather, the man, the myth, the legion, from his vacation or his hiatus. Sorry, what? Hiatus. My apologies. Now, Chip, first off, I have to ask you, because, you know, our fan is wondering, along with myself, tell us all about Pepe.
Well, Pepe is wonderful. You know, 12, not 21. You might be dyslexic. And, you know, he's my retirement plan because he's got an arm on him and I'm expecting him to be a future major leaguer. So he is my retirement plan because this job is not paying a whole lot.
Paying? You get paid? All they do for me is open up the jar lid and scatter in some fish food.
The jar.
All right, enough about my jarring life and your deranged kidnapping of a 12-year-old South American baseball phenom. Let's get on with the game recap.
Yes, let's do that. Last night, Storm played one of their many arch rivals. They're kind of like Batman with a huge rogues gallery. The Falcons. Storm had complete control over the game against the Falcons, or so they thought. But the Falcons quietly soared back into the game, making it much closer than Storm wanted. The game started off as a tightly contested affair as each team scored 3 in the first inning. The Falcons put up 3 in the top of the first, but Storm had the answer. Big Daddy D flexed his muscles and started the game with a solo blast. That took him the rest of the half inning to find.
Sorry about that, Chip. The producers have insisted we add Star Wars-like sound effects of something called a Wookiee whenever someone hits a solo. I don't get the reference.
Yes, I got it. Chewbacca, Han Solo, yes. He hit it so far, it took him the rest of the inning to find it. Lancer Beam then hit a 2-run shot to round out the scoring for Storm, and it was 3-3 after 1.
Are you actually saying the Lancer Beam hit a home run that counted? My God, it's a sign of the apocalypse.
Yes. Rare, isn't it? It was like Halley's Comet, both in distance and in the fact that it's rare that he hits one that counts. Storm started pulling away in the second. The Falcons scored 2, but Storm would score 5, led by a Joey 2-run blast and a Mills triple.
Sorry, this just in, Joey's new nickname? Baby Kangaroo. Get it? Baby Kangaroo. Joey.
Baby Kangaroo. Baby Kangaroo hit a 2-run blast and Cereal Man hit a triple. In the top of the third, the Falcons hit a solo home run for a single run. Jeff, otherwise known as Batting Practice Thomas.
Ah, yes, good old BBT. Yes,
had been doing some batting practice himself, apparently, because he led off the third for the Storm with a solo home run using some of that extra weight he had put on from the cruise to give him that extra oomph to send it over the fence for his first home run since the pandemic.
Sorry, Chip, what's a pandemic? We here in Jar World have never heard of such a term.
You're in a jar. Well, you're the safest person in that jar while that liquid is probably keeping you safe from COVID.
I hope I'm the only person in this jar. Granted, something keeps tickling the back of my ear, and every time I spin around, nothing's there.
You better be the only person in that jar, but the rest of us out here have been locked away in our homes for the better part of 2 years, hiding from germs.
Ah, suck it up, snowflake. I lived through typhoid. Actually, that was my first wife. Her name was Mary.
All right. Where were we? Oh, yes. It was a nice home run for him, but it was a problem because it put Storm plus 2, and Lancer Beam could not hit a home run, and so instead he grounded out to end the inning. Wah, wah. Storm got their momentum back in the fourth, and they scored 4 more as Big Daddy D tripled in 2 runs. Storm would add 1 more in the fifth and score a big 6 runs in the bottom of the sixth. To some, it might have seemed like, you know, adding on, the score was 14-7. But as it would turn out, Storm would need more of those runs than would be comfortable. The sixth inning was also special because it marked an interesting scoring dilemma. See, softball scoring is a little bit more
convoluted, arduous, difficult, fancy, hard, intricate, naughty, perplexing, problematic, sophisticated, troublesome, elaborate, entangled,
interlaced, involved, mixed, or just plain old fucked?
No, well, that it could be that too. Big Daddy D hit a single, which was what he needed for the cycle. But as he rounded first base, the Falcons threw home and he advanced to second. Now, this is a scoring conundrum. Depending on who's got the scorebook, that might be scored as a single or a double. But after much consultation on the bench, it was decided that Big Daddy D had done the noble thing and he was given the single to complete Storm's first cycle of the season. Now, interestingly enough, the inning ended. The Saskatchewan Muskie hit a home run out. Now, you'll recall there were not one, but two solo home runs in this game. And they were sort of coming back to haunt Storm because Renee would have hit a two-run home run, and so that would have been worth both the solos on their own. Now, Storm was feeling pretty relaxed as they headed out into the field for the top of the seventh. So relaxed that nobody seemed to know the score. They knew they were winning, but nobody knew by how much. They thought a lot. What they didn't know was that batting practice Thomas was going to revert to his BP form. And the Falcons started hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. Maybe we should turn this into a drinking game. And hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting.
Tell us, Chip, what did they do after they hit?
They hit. And then they hit. And then finally someone said, does anyone know the score? And they said, no. And so they had to ask the Falcons scorekeeper for the score to find out if they were still winning, which they were, by a very slim margin. It was at this moment where people started wondering, where was Captain Underpants when you need him? But he was off saving the world somewhere else. And so Storm had to rely on batting practice Thomas to get the final out, which happened with the tying run on deck. Storm held on by the skin of their teeth, for all those members of Storm who still have their teeth, and won 20-16. But it was tighter than it should have been.
Aha, that's what my proctologist said.
Was waiting for it. Now, the way Storm played in the seventh of this game might have been a lead into how they would begin their game in the second half of the doubleheader against Broadway. But for more on that, you'll have to turn into the next episode of Stormcast.
Stormwatch.
Before we go, Chip, I just like to talk about the entomology of the term skin of the teeth.
It is, you know.
That's quite gross. Kind of a little Hannibal Lecter. If yes. You ask me. Stormwatch. Cast. Watch.
Stormwatch. With Chip Merriweather.